Cycle, Foundation. Foundation and Empire, Second Foundation. Author, Isaac Asimov. Part number 5. Part title, The Mule. Encyclopedia Galactica 116th edition. Entry, The Mule. Probably the most important single threat to the Seldon Plan was posed by the mutant known to history simply as the Mule. Less is known about the Mule than about any other figure of comparable significance in all galactic history. His real name is unknown. His early life and origins mere conjecture. Even the period of his greatest renown is known to us almost entirely through the eyes of his antagonists, and principally from the observations of a young Foundation bride.
It's only a small city, of course, compared to the Foundation. There's not much in the way of shops or entertainment. But there's no secret police, either.
It's beautiful. It's just like a toy city, all white and pink and so clean.
Toran!
There's Father over there.
Oh, Toran! Great to see you.
Great to see you again, Father.
Hello. Well, what about some formal introductions?
Yes, yes, this is Beta. Beta, my father.
Hello.
Fran.
Fran.
And this venerable gentleman is my Uncle Randu.
Hello.
Hello. We've heard a lot about you.
Really?
Oh, Toran couldn't write about anything else. Even sent me a crystal of you. Well, I thought you were beautiful then, but you look much better in the flesh.
Thank you.
To tell you the truth, Beta, I've been worried about Toran. I never really thought he knew what he was up to.
Is he still chasing young women, Uncle Randu?
When he's not sleeping or eating.
You just pick up the luggage and walk, Randu.
I'm going to have to watch you, Father.
Watch and learn, son.
You see, next birthday he'll be 60.
I know.
I thought he'd have acquired a little dignity by now, a little self-restraint at least. But no, not a chance. He's a throwback to the original traders, that's my opinion. Though I must say, with all respect, she's a very desirable woman, your wife.
Thank you.
Oh, what a meal. Delicious. My compliments to the chef.
Yeah, I haven't eaten so well in months. All I want to do now is lie back and sleep.
Well, before you drop off altogether, I'll make some coffee.
Yeah, you will not enter my kitchen while you're a guest.
Sit down. You cook the meal. That's enough for one day at your age.
Really? Well, I like your woman, Toran. But even so, I'm not sure I agree with the extreme act of marriage. I never did such a thing.
You were never in one place long enough to establish residence requirements.
It's largely a legal formality, Father. The situation has its conveniences.
Mainly for the woman.
Anyway, it's Toran's decision. Marriage is an old custom among the Foundationers.
The Foundationers are not fit models for honest traders.
Look, my wife's a Foundationer.
Yeah.
There we are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beta, have you studied history?
I was the despair of my teachers, but I learned a bit eventually.
Oh, a citation for scholarship, that's all.
What did you learn?
You want me to tell you everything?
No, just use your knowledge to make a judgment. Is the galactic situation as bad as it appears to be?
No, ignore him. He's just trying to ruin our digestions.
I think we're close to another Seldon crisis.
Really? I was on the Foundation as a student, and I remember we were always expecting a Seldon crisis then. But nothing happened. So why do you think that we're close to a crisis now?
Well, the world Seldon lived in was falling apart, dying because of inertia, despotism, and the maldistribution of goods and wealth.
Yes.
Seldon foresaw an inevitable collapse, followed by a period of barbarism. So he devoted his life to trying to shorten that period of barbarism.
So he established the two Foundations, and honor be to his name.
and I went to school too for a while.
Now, our foundation was so situated in space, and the historical environment was such that within only 1,000 years, it was to become the foundation of a new and greater empire.
Beta Uncle Randu knows all
this. In the 100 years since the last Selden crisis, almost every vice of the old empire has reappeared within the foundation. We are suffering from exactly the same three diseases that killed the empire. Mm. Inertia, our ruling class knows only one law, no change. Yeah. Despotism, they know only one form of argument, force. Right. And maldistribution, the ruling class has only one plan for the future, to grab everything for themselves.
Exactly, while others starve. Beta, you're no fool, girl, you're right. The monopolists of the Foundation sit on their money bags while we, the traders who won them their wealth in the first place, we live out our lives in genteel poverty on provincial little planets like Haven. Generation after generation never knowing even a slight improvement.
Your father's a kind of latter-day Latham Devers.
Latham Devers was the greatest trader in history. And those cutthroats and their paid thugs who rule the Foundation then and now, they killed him because he loved justice. And for that, and for 1,000 other crimes, they owe us a debt of blood, and by galaxy that debt will be paid one day.
Beta, go on with what you were saying before he gets his breath back.
There's nothing much to go on about. There must be a crisis, but I don't see how there can be. There are some progressive forces on the Foundation, but they're very weak, and you traders may have the will to rebel, but you're broken up and weak too. Perhaps if all the forces of goodwill in and out of the Foundation could combine and work together...
No, child. There's no hope within the Foundation. None. There are those who whip and those who are whipped. That's all.
Dad, you've never been to the Foundation. You know nothing about it. The political underground there is made up of people with just as much courage as any trader.
No, I don't believe it.
Before you say anything else, I better tell you Beta's a member of the underground, and so am I.
All right. No offense.
The trouble with you, Father, is you've got a provincial outlook. You think just because a few traders get together on some completely unwanted planet like Haven and then refuse to pay their taxes to the Foundation, you think that means something?
Well, it means something to us. Not one Foundation tax collector has ever got a single coin out of Haven. Now, that means something to
us. And what would you do if the Foundation ever sent more than just a single tax collector? And if they sent a whole fleet to collect the taxes?
We'd blast them to pieces.
So... Once the Foundation decided it was worth its while to deal with Haven, you'd be smashed within days, within minutes.
They'd never be able to.
The traders need allies inside the Foundation, just as much as the Foundation underground needs you.
The boy's right, Fran. You know he is. You don't like it, and neither do I. Torren, I'll tell you why I started all this.
Yeah?
Recently, we've had two visits from Foundation tax collectors. Oh. The local people made sure they got nothing, but they'll be back in strength. Your father knows all this, Torren. Really, he does. Look at him. Stubborn, but worried. He knows Haven is in trouble. And he knows that against the full force of the Foundation, we're helpless. Yeah. But he just repeats the old formula. Blast them to pieces. Really, he knows it isn't as simple as that anymore.
But what can we do?
Well, we formed a small group of fairly influential citizens, and we've made some contact with other trader planets. We haven't done anything yet, but we've made a start.
But a start towards what?
The most obvious thing would be a rebellion, if we could get all the trader planets to join with us. We've decided that, as you said, there must be a Selden crisis somewhere in the near future. We were rather hoping it would be provoked by one of the periphery warlords getting ambitious enough to attack the Foundation.
Not a chance. Every one of those warlords, no matter how ambitious he is, knows for a certainty that any attack on the Foundation would be simple suicide.
Right.
Bel Rios of the old Empire was a better man than any of them. He attacked with all the resources of the galaxy, but he couldn't defeat the Selden plan. Is there one warlord who doesn't know the history of the Foundation and those who attack it?
There might be. Just one. Not a Foundation man, not a provincial governor or anything like that, but in the last few months, there have been rumours about a strange man called... The Mule.
Mule? Ever heard of him, Torren?
No.
What do you know about him, Uncle?
Oh, very little, really. But we've heard rumours that he's had important victories on the edge of the periphery. The rumours are probably very exaggerated, but all the same, it would be interesting to know more about him. He might have the ability and the intelligence and yet not believe in Hari Seldon's laws. We could perhaps encourage his disbelief in the infallibility of the Foundation if we could make contact with him. He might attack.
Yeah. And if he did, the Foundation would win.
Yes, but not necessarily easily. It might be a crisis, and we could take advantage of it and force concessions from the Foundation dictatorship.
The way Uncle Rando puts it, it'd be worth a try.
But how do we contact this mule?
That's where we can use you two. If you're willing.
Willing?
Willing to take a second honeymoon.
We never really had a first honeymoon. I couldn't afford it.
Well, then, now's your chance. We want you to take a honeymoon, all expenses paid, on Calgon.
Calgon?
It's a small pleasure planet, only 7,000 parsecs from here. Semi-tropical climate, beaches, beautiful water, entertainments, everything.
But why Calgon?
We think that that's where the mule is. Certainly his forces are there. He took it about a month ago, without even a battle, despite the Calgon warlord's threatening speeches.
Where's the warlord now?
He isn't. Disappeared. Now, what do you say? Will you go?
What do we do when we get there?
You enjoy your honeymoon and find out whatever you can.
If you can actually make contact with the mule...
We don't expect that, Fran. Mm. If you could just look around, see how the mule governs, what kind of forces he's got there. Of course, it might be dangerous. We don't know, but it might be.
Torrin?
When do we leave?
Ah, that's what I wanted to hear. We'll show these Foundation bureaucrats that the traitor spirit isn't crushed yet.
An audience is granted by His Excellence Mayor Inbor to Captain Ham Pritchard of Intelligence.
Captain Pritchard.
Your Excellency.
You know why you're here? Disciplinary action has been taken against you by your superior officer. The papers concerning the matter have come in the ordinary course of events to my notice, and since no event in the Foundation is too insignificant to warrant my attention, I took the trouble to ask for further information in your case. You're charged with 3 times refusing to accept an assignment. What have you to say about that?
Excellence, the assignment is not important. There are far more important things to be done, and they are not being done.
Exactly how do you know they are not being done? You do not seem to realize that you're arrogating to yourself the right to determine intelligence policy. You are usurping the duties of your superiors.
Excellence, my duty is not to my superiors, but to the state.
Fallacious. Your superior has his superior, who has his superior, which is me, and I am the state. You have therefore disobeyed me, which is an act of treason. However, I am prepared to exercise what you have rightly described as my proverbial justice and to give you an opportunity to explain the cause of your disobedience. I don't want to dispose of a useful intelligence officer if it is at all avoidable. Proceed.
Excellent. For the last year and a half, I have been living on the planet of Calgon. My instructions were to establish an identity for myself as a retired merchant, then to direct Foundation intelligence activity on Calgon, and to prepare an organization which could act as a check on the foreign policy of the warlord of Calgon.
Proceed.
Excellent. 2 months ago, I returned here. The organization had achieved its purpose, a complete survey of the capabilities of the planet.
Proceed.
The warlord of Calgon had a virtually perfect defense system capable of repelling any attack. Then, 1 month ago, an unknown soldier of fortune captured Calgon without a fight. The warlord made no attempt to defend himself and is now presumed dead or depersonalized. The government of the planet goes on as before. But the head of the state is now this unknown commander, the Mule.
The what?
Excellence, the conqueror of Calgon is called the Mule. Little is known about him apart from rumors. His father is unknown, his mother died in childbirth, his upbringing was that of a vagabond, his education consisted entirely in drifting around the various tramp planets of the periphery. He has no name apart from the Mule, which is apparently what he calls himself. It seems to signify his immense physical strength and his stubbornness of purpose.
I am not interested in his physique, Captain. What is his military strength?
Excellent. There are rumors of enormous fleets of warships. But so far, he appears to control only a relatively small territory. But the exact limits of his power have not yet been determined.
And what has all this got to do with the assignment you refuse to accept?
Excellence, the Mule must be investigated, and I will be the right man for the job. But instead of that, I'm assigned to some footling little planet called Haven as some kind of tax collector.
You appear to have made a very partial survey of the situation, Captain. The planet Haven is populated by the descendants of the traders, anarchists, rebels, social maniacs, and other undesirable elements. They claim Foundation ancestry, but they refuse to pay their taxes.
Yes, but anybody...
I do not welcome interruptions, Captain. Now, I am aware that Haven itself is not very important, but they are not alone, Captain. There are dozens of these little planets, all populated by various combinations of the dregs of space, all refusing to accept the absolute authority of my government. This is a test case, Captain. By making an example of Haven, we can persuade the others to accept their proper place in the order of things, obedient servants of our government. But if we fail to crush these impertinent creatures here and now, then they will certainly, certainly make contact with criminal elements within the Foundation. And there are such elements, Captain. Social reformers, Democrats, and other political perverts. Even here. Even here.
Excellency, I have been told all this. But whatever the political implications of these remnants of the traders, the most immediate danger to the Foundation comes not from them, but from the remnants of the old Empire. The warlords of the periphery still have power, Excellence. And if they are brought together by the mule, either by alliance or by conquest, then that would present us with a very real threat. I should be employed investigating the mule and not sent out on some child's errand collecting taxes from backward planets.
Captain Pritchard! I am going to complete my explanation despite your lack of manners. Now listen carefully. It is a soldier's failing to think that weapons are the real threat and the real defense. The generals of the imperial age and the warlords of the present day are equally impotent against us. Selden's science is based not on individual heroism, as you seem to believe, but on the social and economic trends of history.
Yes, Excellence, but Selden's science is known only to Selden. We ourselves have only faith.
Captain Pritchard, enough! The facts are quite clear, quite simple. Selden guarantees victory over any warlord who might attack the Foundation. But with the descendants of the traders, the matter is more complex. We are the Foundation, but so in a way are they. A war with them would be civil war. Selden's plan does not guarantee the outcome of a civil war. The Foundation would survive, but this government might not. So you have your orders. You will obey those orders. You may be excused.
Torin, I think we ought to go back to Haven.
Why? We haven't found out anything yet.
Exactly. We're getting absolutely nowhere. There might just as well be no mule at all for all the difference he seems to have made. Everybody says that things are just as they always were, except nobody's seen the old warlord of Kalgan since the takeover. But then nobody's seen the mule either. He doesn't live in the palace. He doesn't make speeches. He doesn't even tour the planet. He might not even be on Kalgan at all. He might have left, or he might never have been here.
Oh, all right, we'll go back, but not today. Tomorrow, maybe. Now just relax, lie back, let the sun do you good.
Hey, look at that.
What?
That acrobat over there.
Oh, he's just another of those beach entertainers. There are hundreds of them.
Yes, but he's the best I've ever seen. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
He should be in a circus. He's good enough.
He looks like he'd been broken into pieces and put together again, but the parts don't quite fit. Like a big puppet.
Oh,
don't give him anything.
Don't worry, my lady. I'm not here for much. I just want to stare at your beauty for a moment. The most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. Ever. My lady, in the ancient days, you would have been
A goddess.
Torin, give him a 5-credit piece.
All right.
My lady, I did not speak for money. I simply spoke the truth. You have kindness, intelligence, and a loveliness I've never seen before. All in your eyes. My lady, do you want me to go? Or may I stay and beg your help in
Look,
my trouble?
If money's your trouble, well, it's my trouble too.
Let him talk.
What's
your... Please. Now, what is your trouble?
The guards are looking for me.
Why? Is it illegal to entertain people on the beach?
No, my lady. But it is forbidden to leave the service of the mule.
The mule?
Money, sir.
I ran away, my lord. I thought I could just take my freedom. But ever since, I've been more terrified than I was in his service. I've looked at every face, looking for someone who might help me. I believe I've found that help now. In your eyes, my lady.
Did you say you served the mule?
For as long as I could bear it, sir. But always looking for an escape.
I'd like to help. We both would. Really, I don't see how we can. We're strangers here.
Have you actually seen
him? Seen him? Sir, I served the mule. I was his clown, his fool, his toy.
Go, Batman!
No, no!
Hold him!
No!
Hold him!
No, no, protect me, my lady. My lord, protect me.
So, now, got you at last, eh, Worm?
Take your hands off him.
What?
Take your hands off him.
He was entertaining us. He's causing no one any trouble. Do you know what he is? Or what he was, rather? Look, this creature was the favourite clown of our lord and master. And the mule doesn't like it when his toys run away. He doesn't like it at all. So I'm taking him back for punishment. You've just seen his final performance. Come on, Worm, move.
Leave him alone.
My lord.
I didn't think I'd need this, but the Foundation recommend it to all their citizens who travel to less civilised parts of the galaxy.
The Foundation?
Yes. This man is a friend of mine, and I want him to stay with me. Now, you can either attempt to use force and risk the consequences, or you can just leave and go about your business.
Have you got Foundation identity papers?
At my ship.
I realize I could have you disintegrated for threatening me with that stun pistol.
Do you realize what would happen if you did? Your body would be sent in small pieces as an apology to the Foundation.
I'm going to check this with my commanding officer.
And we're going back to my ship. With our friend,
Magnifico.
Well, we'll know where to find you. But if you make any attempt to leave this planet, you'll be blasted.
Come on, Beta. Let's get back to the ship.
Come on, Magnifico.
Oh, thank you, my lady.
To seal the outer door. Now this one. Right. For the moment, we're safe.
Oh, my lord. My lady, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, get up off your knees, man. You're not a slave.
I'm grateful, my lord.
Well, don't be too grateful yet. We're still on the mule's planet, don't forget.
What's going to happen now?
I don't know. I'll just have to wait and see.
Well, whatever happens, I thought you were superb, standing up to that guard like that.
Superb. Superb. The mule. He's coming for me.
I've got to let them in, you know. We're only visitors here.
Wait. Let's have a look at them on the scanner first.
All right. Seems to be only one of them. I should inform you this is a Foundation ship and is consequently Foundation territory by interspace treaty.
I know all that. Just let me in.
You'll enter with your hands empty and in the air.
All right, agreed. Now let me in.
That's not the mule. It's just a man.
Exactly. I am not the mule, and I'm not armed. And I come in peace. I'm here to help you, if you'll let me.
Who are you?
I was on the beach. I saw what happened, and I followed you back here.
I said, who are you?
I'm a citizen of the Foundation, and unlike you, I have my papers to prove it.
Are you implying that I'm not?
I'm not implying anything. I'm stating facts. You are a citizen of Haven. Your wife is the only Foundation citizen on this ship.
And she is known to be a member of the Democratic Resistance Movement. You got out of Termas recently, didn't you?
You know a lot.
I believe that the password the week you left was Sultan Hardin and Freedom.
How do you know
Porfirat that? Porfirat Hart was your section leader. I, too, am a section leader. Yes, it doesn't matter under what name. The underground spreads widely and in some unexpected directions. My official position is Officer of the Foundation Department of Information, Captain Han Pritchard. Well, may I sit down?
Of course.
Thanks. Now, I know a lot about today's events. I know that the mule's clown escaped. I know that his security forces are ransacking the planet. I saw you preventing the guard from arresting that man. Yeah. He fits the clown's description pretty well.
Oh, no.
But I don't know why you should be risking your lives to hold on to him. Yes. Well, I didn't think you'd tell me. But if you're waiting here for the mule himself to come with armed guards and fanfares and such like, relax. The mule doesn't work that way.
How do you know that?
I've been trying to contact him myself. And although I've done a rather more thorough job of it than you two amateurs, I didn't get anywhere either.
Pritchard, what do you want?
I'm offering you a deal. An exchange. You have the clown. He's important. He's one of the very few people in the galaxy who's actually seen the mule. He's important to me.
Don't let them take me, my
lord. I need him to try to get the idiots who govern the Foundation to open their eyes. I've risked my life coming to Kalgan instead of going where I was told to go. But if I return with concrete evidence of the power of the mule, I can save my own neck and the Foundation.
Why should we help you save the Foundation? Why should we help defend a dictatorship?
Oh.
You mentioned a deal, an exchange.
You let me take the clown to the Foundation, and I'll help you get away from Kalgan.
Now wait. How do we know the mule will be a worse dictator than the Foundation bureaucrats?
Well, it's... Send the clown out of the room a moment, would you?
My lady.
Please, Magnifico. Would you go through to the dining area? Through there. You'll find food and drink in the cabinets.
Yes, my lady. For you, I'll go.
Now... The proof that the mule would be even more of a dictator than fat little Inber is already.
All right. The mule is never seen, right? Why not? He's certainly shrewd enough to know the value of a personality cult, the glamour of public demonstrations and such like.
Mm-hmm.
If he denies himself all that, there must be a reason. Personal contact would reveal something of overwhelming importance, something he wishes to hide.
The mule is not a human being.
The mule is a mutant. I don't know the extent of his mutation or exactly what his powers are, but he's clearly not a subhuman mutant. In a matter of months, he's come from nowhere, from nothing, to be the ruler of a fair slice of the periphery of the galaxy, right? Now, the question is, can such a genetic accident as the mule, apparently with superhuman capabilities, perceptions, or even powers, we don't know, but can that kind of one-in-the-billion accident be taken into account in the Selden plan?
If the mule is superhuman, why didn't his guards just kill us on the beach?
I don't know. He may not be ready for the Foundation yet.
What do you mean?
It's a sign of intelligence to resist provocation until you're ready to take action. Believe me, the mule will be far more dangerous than Mayor Inber simply because he's more able, more intelligent. Now, suppose you let me speak to the clown.
Magnifico.
My lady.
Could you please come here? This man wants to ask you some questions. Would you try to answer them, please?
For your sake, my lady.